Let's do a podcast.
Let's
do a podcast.
Podcast.
Let's do a podcast about Charlotte. Let's do a podcast.
Podcast.
Let's do a podcast.
Podcast.
Let's do a podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to the latest episode of the Charlotte Podcast. This is John.
And this is Miller. This episode 244. Guess what, John?
What?
We're on Zoom again. Well, we have been the past few episodes, but we probably should just tell people, sorry about the audio.
Yeah.
Don't blame us. Like, there's a global pandemic.
Yeah. I do look forward to getting back regularly in person for both.
But I think we should do a backyard hang soon.
Yeah, I agree. We should. The weather's nice. It's not as humid as it was. So I be outside all the time in Charlotte now.
Yeah, I know. This has been the peak week of being out nice outdoors. Hopefully it holds and we don't enter another hellscape of heat for a week and then it goes back to summer. I'm ready for a consistent fall.
I think we're due for one more. That's how it works, right? It's just one more week, 90s, and then we go back. And then it's just cold. It's like cold at night. It's not like delightfully, like not humid at night. It's cold.
Well, if you enjoy conversations like this, please leave a rating or review on any podcasting platform. It helps, and we need your validation. You can also follow us on social media at CLT Podcast. Last episode, we had our good friend, Supportive Guy, come on and listen to us as we drafted our fantasy football teams and talked a little bit about mayonnaise and football. And also, like, dad stuff, which was fun. Would you say so? Yeah.
Yeah, I had a good time. I sounds like we're going to be continuing that thread.
Oh, yeah.
Are we a dad podcast now?
Kind of. We're both dads with a podcast. We are very stereotypical, I would say.
Are we?
I think so.
Yeah, I think you're right.
We're pretty milquetoast. We're beta.
Yeah. Are we beta? Yeah, I don't know. I'm going for beta. I'm milquetoast, though. That's for sure.
You're more milquetoast than me. I'm more beta than you.
Huh. I get it, though. I'm not sure I can argue against that.
I know. Speaking of fun content ideas, John, I said, hey, let's talk about fall family ideas. And you got very excited. You have definitive rankings of pumpkin patches, I hear. So, a bird is telling me.
Okay. So here's my take is that we talked about like fall activity and like there's a ton of lists if you go to like Charlotte on the Cheap or Charlotte Agenda, Axio Charlotte, and there's lots of like lists of pumpkin patches and fall activities, but nobody know like grading and like you don't and you hear like oh and they all have like the same kind of stuff, right? But like no, I feel like there's no commentary and editorializing about these activities. So I thought we might take the opportunity to provide that commentary.
I think it's a great opportunity to take.
It sounds like you. It sounds like it's going to be my opinion.
I've been to one pumpkin patch.
Do you remember which one it is? You don't have to say right now.
I don't remember.
All right, try to look it up while I describe which one. So I don't want this. So I haven't been to all of them. So I don't feel right, like making a definitive ranking. But I do have some superlatives and like cases in which certain ones are better than others.
I just asked our producer, aka Brittany, who's doing work emails behind me. She said she does not remember as well. But I can say what we saw, and I think this hopefully will shed some light on the ranking system, is we arrived too close to Halloween. So it was like slim pickings, pun intended. Also, like, I think the closer you get, the more crowded it is.
Of course.
And I would say go early rather than the later you get, like there's just kids everywhere and stuff like that. Do make it like an early morning. And as a general rule with any family thing, I'm saying like beach, outings, whatever, 8 a.m., 9 a.m., that's the peak time.
Wait, peak time in terms of like the optimal time?
The optimal time. That's the, go early always.
Because peak time is later and you want to be pre-peak.
Yes. Yes, I'm saying the peak experience, the best experience is early. The optimal experience is go early and then do the snack time on the way out. That's what I've learned.
No, I agree. So I would say, so my superlatives are given based in like COVID aside, right? Like different conversations.
Was there a time before this?
Yeah, believe it or not. Most had kids before 22 months ago. It did exist. These are not, maybe some stuff is, my point is, maybe some stuff is different about these in COVID times, but I'm going to hand out some superlatives. Are you ready? Should I just jump right into it?
Go, John.
Okay. So if you're somehow like not a parent and listening to this dad podcast that we just realized we are, I think like the most Instagram ready place is actually an orchard, but they do have fall stuff. So Windy Hill Orchard, do you know where that is? It's in South Carolina.
No, I've been to Skytop. You know, I went to a Skytop Orchard in college.
All right. I don't know where that is, but Windy Hill is like, we went there and we took the kids and they have like a hayride. And like, they actually had a cool thing that was like build your own scarecrow out of hay. So they had just like random jeans there. That's kind of funny. And you had to pay for like old jeans and an old like flannel shirt, but you make a scarecrow. So that was like,
so what you're saying is Windy Hill does not blow.
So we, so it was cool, but we did what you did and we arrived at the optimal time early. But when we like were getting ready to leave, we did all the kids are getting cranky and like hangry or whatever. As we're leaving, it's like this parade. It's like we were tagging out with just like legions of basic Instagram girls, like the like Bo Burnham, like white woman Instagram, like think, song.
Well,
like,
there goes half our audience, John.
Yeah, that is like who was walking in at the same time. They're like all dressed like Han Solo and like the vest and the boots and the jeans and everything, right?
I love the Han Solo reference. It's my favorite joke.
So that's Windy Hill. So like, and I don't mean it as a knock. Like it's like a cool place. And like you go, you get the cider donuts and cider. Awesome. Great time to go. Like party bus. Like I'd be super into that. If I was back in the day, but so Windy Hill, like most Instagrammable, Windy Hill Orchard, I would say. All right, so best all around, I think, is Kerrigan Farms, just because I like in the pumpkin patch when it's like you're in. I like the authenticity of like going to where the pumpkins grow. Like I do, this is definitely a personal preference thing, but I don't love when the pumpkins have been picked already, transported to a new place, and put out to be picked again. Like I'm anti that. I get why, and I'll be a bit of a hypocrite with one of my favorite ones in a second, but like I feel that is an inferior. And so taking them off the vine and that experience is very important. So Kerrigan Farms in Mooresville is my best all around for that reason. You take a hayride to get out to the pumpkin patch, you pick your pumpkin off the vine, and then you take it back and you pay for it. They've got all the other stuff.
Yeah, I remember when we went, it was pick your own and got to bring a knife. And that was some good, just looking at other people's knives, making sure I had a better knife. It,
I like
it
was that.
Some dad energy.
It's like, it's like bringing a hacksaw to cut your own Christmas tree. Like, that's cool. I like that. I'm all about that. In 2021, like that stuff is important. Like having, needing to do that stuff your own, like having it be manual and analog. I like that. All right. So my personal favorite, that's the superlative is like my favorite is Wiseacres. And you probably heard of this place because they have like the pizza oven. So like you go and like I said, I wasn't gonna mention the COVID stuff, but like it used to be a giant pain because you'd go and then you have to wait in line because it's like cool, like Napolitano style, like super hot pizza oven, and you get a pizza there and the pizza is really good. But you like, and now in COVID times, you have to have like a time slot and then you get a pizza at a certain time. And so your pizza's ready. You don't have to wait for it.
Ooh, that rules.
They have everything, right? So they have like a little train that goes around. They have a petting zoo. You can feed animals. You can get pumpkins, but like their pumpkins aren't like in the main area where you get like placed a little bit. They have like a big like corn pit. So like corn kernels, almost like a sandbox, but it's filled with corn. Yeah. Kids love playing around in it.
Yeah. That seems really sanitary.
might be closed during COVID. But anyway, so they got that too. And like, I like it too, because the guy was like a sales and trading guy in Chicago, and he like got tired of finance and bought the farm. So like, that's like the history of Wiseacres.
It's just kind of looking into your future.
Yeah, maybe. We have like, my wife and I have discussed like multiple times we've been there, like, oh, wouldn't it be cool to own a place like this? So there you go. So there's Wiseacres. I don't want to run too long, so I have two more.
Okay. Rapid Lazy fire me.
What?
Rapid fire these.
Okay. Lazy Five Ranch. Have you been to Lazy Five yet? Have you taken Asher to Lazy Five?
I don't know.
Oh, you're about the age where you need to do it. So that's like the animals are riding around. You drive your car through, right? Or you like get on the wagon and like you ride through the place, and the animals come up and then they lick your face, and it's really gross. So everybody laughs. So they have like a cool Halloween situation, and you can like launch pumpkins really far. They've got like a pumpkin catapult.
Wait, what? That reminds me of youth group in Gaston County.
Yeah, exactly. So they've got that there. So Lazy Five, underrated. That's the most underrated of the pumpkin patches, is Lazy Five Ranch. And then finally, my favorite fall off a log easy one to attend, the Truist Field Knight Stadium pumpkin patch. So they just announced, I think, what?
What's the worst experience you've had at a pumpkin patch?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it. And I also don't want to blow up anybody's.
You're a positive guy. I appreciate that.
I don't know if I've had a bad one, to be honest. Like, I've had like good ones and bad ones at Kerrigan Farms, but it's all like, I'll put it this way. If I've had a bad experience, it's because of decisions that I made. So like what you're
that's
saying,
kind of
like,
that's a good description of your life.
Yeah, for sure. Like we went,
had a bad time, it was my fault.
Yeah, I mean, I do kind of subscribe to that philosophy in general. That is kind of like a guiding principle in my life. But like stayed too late. It was too hot. Maybe like chose the wrong day to go to Kerrigan Farms. So I've had like suboptimal experiences at Kerrigan Farms, if I must answer. But I don't blame them for those.
Speaking of optimal experiences, let's transition. You okay for a transition, or you got anything else you want to say?
The pumpkin patch at Knight Stadium, which they just now announced will be October 2nd. It's in Uptown, super easy to get to. It's like really early on a Saturday. It's crazy to get to be on the field. Like, just kind of like most unique pumpkin patch.
Did you just hear that slamming in the background?
I did, yeah.
What was that? That was Brittany killing a bug.
Oh, good. Did she get it?
She did. There was a gagging sound as well. I hope the microphone picked up.
I thought you didn't have bugs in the suburbs.
There's plenty.
All right. You wanted to transition. What's next?
All right. Speaking of Charlotte sports, like that segue, John, we're coming up on basketball season. Sell me on your Suns.
I mean, if you can't get excited about the season of Charlotte Hornets, I don't have anything for you. I mean,
will I be able to watch them on YouTube TV?
That I don't know. My guess is no, but hopefully they resolve that before the season. But I mean, between LaMelo and Miles Bridges, Terry Rozier, like hopefully a healthy Gordon Hayward, like when they were healthy last year, they were winning games. Like they're going to be good for a while. Like you assume LaMelo has to improve, hopefully turns the ball over way less and is a little more efficient in the second half of games. And obviously healthy. So
I did not put this in the rundown, but as we know, I think people who listen know I know nothing about gambling, and you know a good amount. Would you like to each of us just pony up a little bit of money and we pick, like, we between the two of us pick like five bets on the NBA season, and one of those has to be the Hornets bet so we can track it all season long?
No, let's only bet on the Hornets.
Okay, we'll find five bets on the Hornets and we'll
find five bets on the Hornets, or let's just like bet on the Hornets over and then like. Annoyingly track it.
Did you run around the crowd this year?
I didn't. I to be honest, I wasn't comfortable with the crowds, so we decided not to. I signed, like, I basically made a donation to Around the Crowd for
thanks. It was fun. It was good. I would say I get it. I mean, I was masked around the crowds. It was a really unique experience. Highly recommend people doing it.
I ran the first one.
And I think you can probably attest to this, is the run on the highway is incredible. And like, it's unique. You're 3 miles on a highway. It's longer than you think. That hill is a little bit steeper than you think. Yeah. I think it is, in terms of Charlotte races, I think it goes through Uptown or goes through Charlotte better than any other race I've seen.
Yeah.
Because it goes by Panther Stadium. It goes by, the course changed this year, John. So it started at First Ward. It went down past the Panther Stadium onto the highway, up and around, and then through kind of like the Fourth Ward, maybe. Is that it? Where like, and then cut back through.
Yeah.
So you ran 3 miles on like Charlotte Uptown streets, which was super cool.
I mean, you probably run that much in the Charlotte Marathon though, right?
Speaking of which, if you're comfortable, are we going to run the half marathon together?
Yeah, I'm signed up for it. So
I need to sign up.
But if you want to try to catch up, then go for it.
Ooh. I don't know.
What was your like mile, average mile in the, around the crown?
We split pushing the stroller. We decided we're gonna have a good time. Also, I was coming off a week of consecutive like 5 hour night's sleep, and the night before I had 3.5. So, because that was the day after the Georgia Clemson game. So there was no, it was, Brittany at one point said, "You're so much fun. It's like running with a drunk person." I was like giggling and waving. I was just so tired.
Really? Just because you're tired and running?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Wait, so that's how you answered my question about what your time was?
We ran like 9:30s, 9:20 something.
Okay.
Yeah. It was.
That's pretty fast.
I'm running a half in a few weeks. The crack.
Oh yeah.
Half. Yeah. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah. I plan on running the Charlotte half marathon. If people get vaccinated, I'll be running the.
Yeah. I will. Please get folks. I know there hasn't been that much incentive for you to get vaccinated, but if it helps, John will run the half marathon if you get
that's
vaccinated.
That's right. Yeah. I think this is what's going to put people over the edge, is all of our listeners wanting me to run the Charlotte half marathon.
Yeah. Joe Biden, if you're listening, please use this.
Yeah, exactly. Finally, the clip that he needs to put over the top. So the Hornets over under in wins is 36.5. That seems low to me. So
yeah, I'll hit the over hard with you.
Let's pound that over.
Yeah, I'm willing to do this gamble.
I'm
looking. I'm showing a number in the computer screen. I'm going to put in 1,578. Well, John, this has been an enlightening episode of the Charlotte Podcast. Will you woo with me?
I will. Brittany, will you woo?
Brittany, will you woo? 1, 2, 3.
Woo!
We got it.
The Charlotte Podcast is a member of the Queen City Podcast Network, powered by Ortho Carolina. Find out more at queencitypodcastnetwork.com.